When's the last time you left the basement?
Dude, I didn't do anything yesterday.
No,
it was one of the it was one of those days. Usually I find like a task or I give myself something to do and I'll do it slowly to you know, carry it out throughout the day. Yesterday,
do
dude,
it slowly.
Do it slowly.
Do
you know what I did? You know what I did yesterday? I think that's why I brought up the alien thing yesterday. I put my tinfoil hat on yesterday, man. I got into the YouTube hole, and then I found that they released that video, and oh my God, now I feel like Tom DeLonge from Blink 182. I am full blown. Get me out of this basement, too.
Yeah,
it's gonna be another crappy day too. So I'm like, oh, here we go again. Here we go.
I didn't feel bad yesterday not working on anything because I was active the day before. Got a good workout in, got my grill built. So I felt good. I made use of the nice day, and then I was like, oh, good. I played video games for, like, I think maybe 5 hours yesterday.
Damn. Red Dead?
Yeah, Red Dead, man. I'm nearing the end, so I'm taking care of some other side missions that I needed to finish. But it was so bad that even at one point, Kiki had to run into the office. So it was like mid-afternoon. I'm like, all right, you know, I'm going to play video games, whatever. She had to run into the office and stayed there for a bit. She called me and she's like, I'm sorry, I'm running behind. I'm going to be here a little bit longer. I was like, okay, good. I can play a little bit more. But then I got to a point where I'm like, if she comes home and sees me still playing video games, she's going to judge me. So I need to wrap this up.
Isn't that weird? I've been thinking this. I've been feeling the same way.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what, Brock? You and I, we get up early. We do. We probably get up, you know, if you're not on third shift, we're up early. So we get done early.
Yeah.
But when we get done early, we go home and there's nobody at the house. Nobody really sees what goes on.
Exactly.
You know, so you can say, like, nobody knows. So if one day I want to be like, yeah, I had a busy day. I did. Maybe I didn't. You know? You don't know. You weren't there. Yeah. Now the wife's here. She sees everything.
She knows everything my routine. And it's not good.
My routine. What I eat, you know, how many times I do certain things a day.
Whack
there's
it.
No. I was saying bathroom.
it's
just like, I don't know if I want her to know. Like, when we get out of this, she's going to be like, yeah, he really is a piece of trash.
He's a piece of trash. I married a piece of trash with eyeballs. That's all it is.
So I have been. Oh. I have been trying to keep myself busy just to, like, put on the illusion that, hey, man, this guy's a busy
Honey, I'm going to go work on that project outside. It's literally just a board with nails in it that you've just been hitting.
Yeah, let's say, have you seen that video on Facebook? The guy on his roof just hitting the board. Second thing, my wife thinks I've been working for 2 weeks now.
He's such a go-getter. He's just so motivated. I love it, you know?
Yeah.
Just you outside, just one hand in a beer and then just taking a hammer and hitting the side of the shed like, oh, going really good out here. Doing a lot of good
the
work.
The neighbors are like, yeah, this guy is a hard worker, you know?
No. You got recorded sounds of like a saw that you're just playing on the sound system while you're actually sitting in a lawn chair in your shed drinking beer. Oh, God, I love it.
And at the same time, she's up there working, and she really is working hard. I go up there and try to say something, there are nothing. It's like she's so beamed into whatever she's doing up there, man. It's just makes me feel even worse.
Yep. We're pieces of trash, buddy.
Well, I'm down. We're down here laughing, having a good time. Talking about God knows what. She's up there just like shaking her head like, God.
This is what they get paid for? This is ridiculous. Right. No one should be paid for that garbage. That's all right. I'm going to do the same thing today. All right. Let's do your morning dump.
Ahead. It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
It's your morning dump with two pieces of human trash.
Trash.
as always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Maybe you got your septic is plugged up with some Brock and Hunter.
There
Pump
you
That
go.
Septic will take care of it. companies are obviously letting a lot of people work from home. Now, will people still be working from home after all this is over? Well, a new survey talked to 1,000 people who'd never worked from home before the virus hit, and a majority of them want to keep doing it. 57% said they prefer to continue working from home in the future. 48% think they're more productive. 76% of people working from home right now are using Zoom or other video conferencing apps. A lot of us do have coworkers. 68% said at least one other person in their household is also working from home right now.
Hmm. What do you think?
For me, I don't want to keep working from home. We've made it work, obviously, but I cannot wait to get back to our stinky little dorm room studio. I love it. It's just everything is easier there. And also, too, we have an outgoing job. Like, our job is to go out and hang out with the – like, I love it. I love that personal aspect.
Not to mention – we work with great people, too, which makes it a lot easier. You know, typically everybody gets, upset with somebody at the office but you know what? Until it's taken away, you really don't understand like what that does for you in your life. Like just me seeing other people and being in a different building and going out and having to put on clothes and do things. It's just good for my body. It's good for I don't even know what you would say. But it's just seeing people, and I know a lot of us could work from home.
Yeah, we're doing it. We've been doing it for the third week for me, sixth week for you.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Here's the thing. I think everybody's getting used to their at-home routine by now, and they're starting to come around and think, man, maybe I could do this. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, there's something about going out and getting in your car in the morning, waking up, getting that routine back, and getting your day going. It's just, I think eventually it's going to create a little bit of laziness for some of us. Like, do you want to blow up? You're right. Do you want the COVID-19? And I'm not talking about the disease. I'm talking about 19 pounds.
Yeah, I'm working on it, buddy.
That's what they're saying. The freshman 15 you get in college, they're calling this the COVID-19. You gain 19 pounds.
So there you go. Some people loving it. Some not so much. Lastly, Jeff Bezos is spending $42 million to build a clock on the side of a mountain. The clock will tell time for the next 10,000 years. The clock is designed to tick just once a year and chime once per millennium. It'll be 500 feet tall and, quote, all mechanical, powered by day-night thermal cycles and synchronized at solar moon.
Oh, dude, it's perfect timing. Right during a pandemic. Nice,
I know.
Dude. $42 million for a clock. Come on. Are you serious, Brock?
I love what Jeff Bezos has done. I'm not going to say that Amazon is the greatest thing in the world, okay?
Yeah, but don't piss people off now.
Exactly. That's where I'm at. Like, look, I've always said, like, everyone's like, well, Jeff Bezos has all this money. I'm like, I don't care. Do you have an Amazon Prime account? Exactly. That's why I love that I can get stuff same day. I've gotten things same day. It's insane.
I can tell you the time from right here, my phone, 7:18, from my computer, 7:18, and I have a clock on my wall, 7:18.
Yeah.
I don't need one on a friggin' mountain that costs $42 million. How about you put $42 million towards this pandemic
and get this
over with, dude?
He's been getting a lot of heat, not only for what he's been putting his workers through, and this was even before the pandemic. So he's starting to become a little supervillain-esque, which sucks because, dude, I love Prime. I love Amazon. And, of course, shop local. I get it. But, folks, no one can tell me that they haven't enjoyed the sweet, sweet two-day shipping of some random thing that you were looking for. It saved my butt a time or two.
Oh, trust me, Brock. You know.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Dude, I'm pretty sure he's going to get on one of those hoverboards. He's turning into the Green Goblin.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a villain now.
He's almost too rich. He's almost too rich. And when you get that rich, you can either become like Tony Stark and become Iron Man, or you become really rich and you become like some other rich bad guy. I can't think of what, like Lex Luthor, something like that. You know what I mean?
There you go.
So, we'll see. And he's bald like Lex Luthor.
So I don't know, man. $42 million for a clock, dude. I think it's terrible timing.
That's awful timing. Awful timing. Read the room, Jeff Bezos.
Read the room.
All right. That's your morning dump.